Welcome to evening prayer for Thursday, December 2nd, 2021, the first Thursday in Advent. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening and the day is almost over. The Spirit and the Church cry out, "Come, Lord Jesus." All those who await his appearance pray, "Come, Lord Jesus." The whole creation pleads, "Come, Lord Jesus." O radiant light, O Son divine, of God the Father's deathless face, O image of the light sublime that fills the heavenly dwelling place, O Son of God, the source of life, praise is your due by night and day. Our happy lips must raise the strain of your esteemed and splendid name. Lord Jesus Christ, as daylight fades, as shine the lights of eventide, we praise the Father with the Son, the Spirit blessed, and with them one. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, ruler of the universe, creator of light and darkness. In this holy season, when the sun's light is swallowed up by the growing darkness of the night, you renew your promise to reveal among us the splendor of your glory, made flesh and visible to us in Jesus Christ your Son. Through the prophets you teach us to hope for his reign of peace. Through the outpouring of your Spirit you give sight to our souls, that we may see your glory in the presence of Christ. Strengthen us where we are weak, support us in our efforts to do your will, and free our tongues to sing your praise, for to you all honor and blessing are due, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 141. O Lord, I call to you, come to me quickly. Hear my voice when I cry to you. Let my prayer rise before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch before my mouth, O Lord, and guard the door of my lips. Let not my heart incline to any evil thing. Let me not be occupied in wickedness with evildoers, nor eat of their sweet foods. Let the righteous strike me. Their rebukes, as oil upon the head, are not to be refused. Yet my prayers are continually against the deeds of the wicked. Let their rulers be thrown down upon the stones, that they may hear my words, for they are sweet. Just as one who tills the earth breaks the rock, so let their bones be scattered at the mouth of the grave. But my eyes are turned to you, Lord God. In you I take refuge. Strip me not of my life. Guard me from the trap that they have laid for me, and from the snares of evildoers. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, while I alone pass through. Let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, O God, and let your loving kindness descend upon us, that with purified hearts we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you for ever and ever. Psalm 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, then were we like those who dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them." The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad indeed. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the watercourses of the Negev. Those who sowed with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying the seed, will come again with joy, shouldering their sheaves. Faithful God, like a grain of wheat falling into the earth, your Son went into death, so that after 3 days the earth might bloom with the joy of his rising. Let the seeds of justice, which we plant with tears, bring forth the power of the resurrection in the places of death and despair, and gather us at last into the joyful harvest of the saints, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Psalm 62. For God alone I wait in silence. From God comes my salvation. God alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold, so that I shall never be shaken. How long will all of you assail me to crush me as if I were a leaning fence, a toppling wall? They seek only to bring me down from my place of honor. They take pleasure in lies. They bless with their lips, but in their hearts they curse. For God alone I wait in silence. Truly my hope is in God. God alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold, so that I shall never be shaken. In God is my deliverance and my honor. God is my strong rock and my refuge. Put your trust in God always, O people. Pour out your hearts before the one who is our refuge. Those of high degree are but a fleeting breath. Those of low estate cannot be trusted. Placed on the scales together, they weigh even less than a breath. Put no trust in extortion. In robbery, take no empty pride. Though wealth increase, set not your heart upon it. God has spoken once, twice have I heard it, that power belongs to God. Steadfast love belongs to you, O Lord, for you repay all according to their deeds. God of steadfast love, in a constantly changing world, we look to you as our rock of hope. Hear us as we pour out our hearts to you, and give us your grace and protection, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. A reading from the second epistle of St. Peter. Since all these things are to be dissolved in this way, what sort of persons ought you to be in leading lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set ablaze and dissolved, and the elements will melt with fire? But in accordance with his promise, we wait for new heavens and a new earth, where righteousness is at home. Therefore, beloved, while you are waiting for these things, strive to be found by him at peace, without spot or blemish, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. So also our beloved brother Paul wrote to you, according to the wisdom given him, speaking of this as he does in all his letters. There are some things in them hard to understand, which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do the other scriptures. You, therefore, beloved, since you are forewarned, beware that you are not carried away with the error of the lawless and lose your own stability, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. Repent and return to God. The realm of heaven is at hand. Thanks be to God. Fear not, Mary, you have found favor with the Lord. Behold, you shall conceive and bear a son. Alleluia. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For you, Lord, have looked with favor on your lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. You, the Almighty, have done great things for me, and holy is your name. You have mercy on those who fear you from generation to generation. Fear not, Mary, you have found favor with the Lord. Behold, you shall conceive and bear a son. Alleluia. You have shown strength with your arm and scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones and lifting up the lowly. You have filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. Fear not, Mary, you have found favor with the Lord. Behold, you shall conceive and bear a son. Alleluia. You have come to the aid of your servant Israel to remember the promise of mercy, the promise made to our forebears, to Abraham and his children forever. Fear not, Mary, you have found favor with the Lord. Behold, you shall conceive and bear a son. Alleluia. Let my prayer rise before you as incense, O Lord, the lifting of my hands as an evening sacrifice. We give you our praise and thanks, O God, for all gifts of love we have received from you and for your persistent mercy in Jesus Christ. Especially we thank you for the grace and peace of Jesus Christ, for all creatures with whom we share the earth, for those whom we love and who have loved us, for support and encouragement from others, for food and drink to share in your name. We give you our cares and concerns, O God, because we know you are kind and care for your children in every circumstance. Especially we pray for Lutheran and Reformed churches, for people who live in poverty, for those who are sick or suffering, for those who work for their healing, for comfort and peace for those who are dying. God of hope and joy, the day draws near when the glory of your Son will brighten the night of the waiting world. Let no sorrow hinder the joy of those who seek him. Let no sin obscure the vision of wisdom seen by those who find him. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised.